truly actually looks like almost a brand new, you know, gym. And I love it. I love the texture. It only lasts for a couple of months, but those first couple of months, I mean, it just looks so glossy and beautiful.
So you were telling me before I started recording, you were saying that this is an annual maintenance thing.
It is. This is something that we have to do to actually protect the wood itself. And so they put two coats of oil finish onto the floor. It helps to protect the lines, the wood, and also gives it a little bit more strength. Like in basketball and volleyball, they of course always need that grip. And so this finish actually helps to provide that. After a few months, once the finish is kind of worn down after a lot of use, it actually becomes a lot slippier. It's really slick. That's the word I'm going for. Anyways, so this really actually, we could probably, with the amount of use that we get on this gym floor, we could probably do it twice a year, but it's about $5,500 every time that we do it.
So that's just budgeted annually.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We just put it in every year, and we know every summer that the company's going to be coming through and going to be, you know, like this year they redid the high school gym floor at the same time.
Just looking at the Parks and Rec budget as a whole, is that generally funds that work through the borough? So it's tax money?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a part of the general fund that comes out of our, you know, our borough accounts.
Can we talk about... you know, who's using the rec center gym?
Yeah, the community gym is used from our indoor hockey league, our indoor soccer. We've got roller derby in here. We've also got the high school using it. We've got elementary school, middle school programs. Then you've also got our Parks and Rec, you know, basketball programs and indoor soccer. And then, you know, then you've got indoor park for the little tiny kids. We've got the bounce houses that are up. You've got your, you know, Oktoberfests. Just recently we had the change of command here for, you know, the Coast Guard. And so these are all things that are happening in this community gym. And the community uses it and loves it. And so the $5,500, although it seems like a healthy amount of money for the longevity of the floor, it's really important because all of those groups, you know, for the last, you know, month have not been able to use it as we were getting this project finished. And they're all just chomping at the bit waiting to get back in.
So the gym is closed about a month for resurfacing?
Actually, it's usually typically about 2 weeks. This year was a little bit of a different story. It'll be about just a little over 3 weeks. That'll have officially been closed. And that's because of the refinishing work that was going on over at the high school. The high school actually had their whole entire floor sanded all the way down to the bare wood, new lines painted, new logo, and then totally refinished. And so the company that does our floor also does theirs at the same time. And so they were fitting our floors in while they were having to wait for different processes happening in the high school, which extended the amount of time that needed to happen this year. But typically it's usually about 2 weeks. It takes a couple of days for them to actually get in here, sand or buff down the floor a little bit and then put the two coats on. But then from there, what you have happening is just the time for curing. And so making sure that it's actually solid enough to be able to get back on and playing.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the gym floor right now. It's very shiny. You want to walk on it, but like you were saying, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, and we've got a couple more days for it to be fully cured. I'm sure that if we took our shoes off and kicked around on just socks, we'd be all right now. But we just want to make sure that cures enough so that we'll last, you know, for a whole year.
So the gym is opening Monday.
Correct.
Officially.
Yep. Monday, normal hours, we'll be back to our regular schedule.